In Northwest News on KPLU, Washington Hall in Seattle's Central District was once the hub of the city's thriving jazz scene. Now the 100-year-old performance space is getting a new lease on life after undergoing a major renovation. 2 years ago, KPLU's Florangela Davila explored the hall and its history.
To find out about Seattle's Washington Hall, I first head up to a suburban cul-de-sac in Kent where I meet Dave Holden.
Dave.
Hi, I'm Florangela. Oh, we have to hug? Oh, I like this interview already. Holden is 76 years old and super friendly. He's also tall, good-looking, and sports a hint of aftershave. In other words, he's got style, which was a big plus when he toured the world as a singer and piano player in the 60s and 70s. We'll hear some of his music in a bit, but first, we're here to talk about his dad.
Right there is my dad.
Because he's the man.
Dad was jazz musician Oscar Holden, and I'm being shown his picture, a black man in a white shirt and suspenders playing the piano.
And he would be playing, of course, the music of the day.
There are no existing recordings of Oscar Holden playing music, or at least none his son has been able to find. But back in 1940s Seattle, Oscar Holden might have sounded something like this, jamming at home on a piano or the clarinet.
My dad would be singing and playing, and the da-da-da-da-da, music was in our house.
Holden and his family grew up in a house in Seattle Central District. There were music clubs all around, including right across the street in a two-story brick building called Washington Hall.
That's one of the places that the black musicians could play consistently in the black area, right on 14th and 1st.
When Dad would put on a tuxedo and head off to a gig, the kids used to follow him to work.
We snuck in the side door, and then we'd go in the back of the stage, and then we'd look at our dad playing the piano. People would come from all over the city because of the entertainment there. There was always dancing because there was a big dance floor. That's one of the few places around that has a big dance floor and a balcony. I mean, there's nothing like it around in Seattle.
For an historic building that survived a fire and was almost demolished, Washington Hall is very much alive these days. When I visit on a Sunday, I find 36 boys and girls doing ballet in the large ballroom upstairs. And downstairs, I come across Pastor Jerry Brooks and his new Zion Missionary Baptist Church.
We've got preaching, we're going to have singing. Going to be some talk, some testifying, and everything. So just sit down, enjoy yourself, and I guarantee you will like it. Okay?
The church has been renting space inside the building for about 3 years. In fact, a whole host of groups have been connected to the hall, which was first built in 1908 as a lodge for the Danish Brotherhood in America.
Predominantly most immigrant communities that have come to Seattle, this was usually their home.
Lulu Carpenter is the building's caretaker.
The communities that have been here are the Filipino community, the African American community, the Jewish community.
She's giving me a history lesson as well as a tour.
This is the main hall.
So these are the original floors?
Yes. It's kind of like on its last leg, so we're really trying to take care of the floors because we just sanded all the nicks out.
All kinds of performances have taken place inside the hall. DJ Africa Bambaataa has funked out in here. Mark Morris has danced. Duke Ellington has swung. And there was also this guy. Well, she's walking
through the ground. Jimi Hendrix played here.
When he was in a band, he played here.
Yeah, when he went to Garfield High School.
Of course, he was a lot younger back then, and the music was different, too.
Oh, I never saw Jimi Hendrix in the Washington Hall. I don't know. I don't know about that.
What Dave Holden does hold on to are the memories of his father.
Hello, world. I want to talk about Seattle, the international emerald city of the Pacific Northwest. Seattle.
I'm Florangela Davila, KPLU News.
The Olympics, right at the foot of Mount Rainier. I'm going to settle down in my own hometown. The finest place I've ever found is Seattle. Seattle on the Puget Sound.